Hey kids, we're back with another episode of Bipolar and Black Identity. I haven't been here since Christmas, but life is hard and such. But here we are now. To catch all up, I'm gonna be moving in 2 months, hopefully, to a new apartment, hopefully. And that means I'm stressed out because also school starts back tomorrow and I also just, in general, get stressed by change, like most people, I'm sure, actually. And then just more so stressed because I hate planning things, even though I'm a control freak. So then I also really need to plan things because I need them to go exactly the way in which I need them to go. But that's none of what today's talk is about. Today's talk is about being sick. Because right now, currently, I have what I think is a stomach bug. And what I originally thought was food poisoning. And now let's talk. I don't ever get sick. I, never get sick. So I don't ever know what it feels like or if it's like other people's sickness. I know that I act like a big baby. Not to the exact point of acting like a man who is sick, but just, aggressively whiny about it, but I'll still make it through. I'll usually still show up for work most of the time. I get very guilty if I can't go to work because then that makes me feel useless in the capitalist machine that has driven the sense of productivity over everything else. You know what I'm saying? But I do my best is what I'm saying. However, what I've realized and thought about and thought I would talk about is that, and it might be the same for some other people, is that being mentally ill affects the way I feel about sickness or how I feel when I'm sick. I've been feeling extra sad lately when I was just fine. And not that that's uncommon or anything, but it's been there's no real trigger for it, and I don't feel like my medicine is working less well. I genuinely think that I'm sick, and so I am tired, but my mind is like, oh, you're exhausted and you want to sleep all the time because you're sad, even though I am exhausted and I want to sleep all the time because my body is trying to do the work of making me healthier again. So I think that when you have mental illness of some sorts, your body can start to conflate things that are not normally conflatable. Like, I am probably perfectly fine outside of being sick. However, because I am sick and I am experiencing symptoms that are familiar with depression, my body is like, not only are you sick, my brain is like, but you're also depressed. And so it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy where I wasn't sad before, but girl, I am now. And I'm hoping that we can move past that and that I won't be sick in a couple of days, hopefully tomorrow, because, we don't get paid to sit at home, honey. That's not how capitalism works. And bless it to anybody if I go to work tomorrow and I accidentally end up getting anybody sick. But you don't get paid to sit at home and you don't keep a job by calling out. So we're definitely going to work tomorrow, regardless of anything. I'm so sorry. But I feel pretty okay right now, medium okay. So I'm hoping by tomorrow I'll have slept it literally all the way away. I've been laying in bed forever. 2 days ago I was off and I thought I had food poisoning, guys. I thought the Subway had given me food poisoning. Clearly that was not the case. I apologized to Subway on my Facebook and in my mind because they had no acknowledgement of me because I'm not an important person. And I don't have a Twitter, which is where anybody would acknowledge me. But I just really thought that that was it because I don't usually get sick. But there has been this bug going around at my job, and I have been doing a lot lately, a lot for me. And I think that that compromised my immune system, because y'all know, I be telling y'all, sometimes I'd be trying to rip and run and do like multiple things in a day and all that. And I am just not that person. And it actually really does make me very tired and drained in a way that I know it doesn't make other people. And I still am working through trying to find ways to be okay with the fact that I can't do as much as other people. Like, I can't go on like day trips and then do other things. Like, the day trip, that's the whole day right there. That's my day shot. If I'm gonna do laundry, we might clean around the house, but then that's all we're doing that day. We're not going out if we do cleaning and laundry and stuff like that. And if I do go shopping and then do cleaning and do all that stuff, I'm gonna be anxious and I'm gonna be tired and I'm gonna need like a whole week, if not more, by myself afterwards, where I don't have to see people outside of like the mandatory seeing people. And it sounds ridiculous. It sounds so dramatic, even to myself, even though I know that's the way that I am and it's the way that I've always been. And to be honest, it is the way that my mom is. But I feel like my mom is more justified, not that there is such a thing, but these are my feelings and how, you know, I how these things do for you, where you know that it's irrational, but you're still like, this is how I feel. My mom has chronic illness, so I feel like she's more justified in feeling that way, because this is a person who is always exhausted. So if she's always exhausted, has chronic fatigue, has fibromyalgia, like, she's more justified because she has these chronic illnesses than I am, a person who is simply has a mental illness, just like an anxiety, that to be overwhelmed by these simple tasks. Like, I recently, I don't know if I told y'all about this. I don't know if this was before December 25th, probably not. But I went to the Kroger, and then I went to the Walmart, and then I went to the Target, and that was all in the span of like 3 or 4 hours. And by the time I got to the Target, halfway through being in the Target, I was about to have a panic attack because I wanted to look for a mop, but I was overwhelmed and I was tired of the people. I just freaking couldn't do it anymore. And I had to leave the Target and we had to go home. And I got a lot of the things that I needed from these places, but it was just so overwhelming, even though it was only a couple of hours. There's just so many people and you have to keep swerving around each other, and capitalism is awful, and the streets were still busy because of the holidays, even though it was after the holidays. It was insane. I don't understand why people do it, and I don't understand why people like to do it. And I was literally buying stuff for when I move, not even just like, oh, well, I just like shopping. Nah, because I don't like shopping. I was buying things. Not that there's anything wrong with people just liking to go buy things. I do feel like we're very materialistic in America, specifically speaking to people who live in America. But I don't. In the end, that's whatever gets you kicks. But I was only out shopping for some needs. And it was awful. And I was not a fan, and I'm gonna stick to internet shopping as much as possible, because I don't know. Okay, that's really dramatic too, but I don't know, man. I just feel like the sicker you are, the sadder you feel, and the two don't have to be related, but they feel related a lot. And I think that when you have a mental illness, it is more likely that you have to be very aware that, oh, I'm not depressed. I'm just sick. I just need to rest. And this is what my body does so that it can rest. And this is not related to how I feel about life. Because right now, I'm feeling like I feel real low about life. But really, I just feel real low about having to lay in bed because my stomach is doing the world's biggest tricks And I am not a fan, and I can't eat as much as I like to or eat what I like to. And I've been eating soup and like vanilla ice cream. And anybody who knows me knows I don't want no bland vanilla ice cream. But I just feel like it's the only thing that doesn't make my stomach react along with soup. And I gotta do what I gotta do. So here we are right now for the time being. I'm just out of it. But I did want to get on here and tell y'all about my observation about how I feel like sickness and the symptoms of sickness can be seemingly related to feeling more depressed and more down in a time. Because I think that's something that people need to be aware of and might be helpful to someone besides just me, because it may help you put perspective on times when you're sick, especially during this winter season when all kinds of stomach bugs and flus and colds are going around and stuff. Just gotta stay aware and remain as positive as possible, and you know, be kind to yourself and understand that if you need to take a day off, that's important to do and that's safe for you to do, and you shouldn't feel guilty about that. I know I struggle with that. I know that people's reaction makes me struggle with it. Not that I care what people think, but I genuinely do want to be helpful to people. I don't want to inconvenience anyone, like, ever, but that's not possible. Especially when capitalism puts so much pressure on people to be always productive, and especially after this holiday season where I've been around people so much and worked such weird schedules from what I usually work, making it really hard for me to maintain the proper amount of rest that I usually get, therefore compromising my immune system and putting me in this position in the first place, only for then to be shamed when I have to call out and made to feel bad. So I'm not gonna do it. So don't let capitalism do that to you either. You know, you're allowed to take care of yourself. And even more importantly, you're human, and you know, we fail and we flaw, and our bodies are not perfect, and what else are you gonna do at the end of the day? If you don't take care of yourself now, it'll definitely come back to bite you later in one way or another. It all comes up, you know. The body is a big tell. Like, it does not, it's relentless with the tells. It will let everyone around you know, and you know that you have it messed up. But yeah, so we don't have to feel bad, and you're not an inconvenience. People are paid more money than you to handle the fort when you can't be there. So that's their job and they should do it. And even if they weren't, you know, the only way for us all to work together as a society is to agree that sometimes you have to pick up the slack for other people. And if we do that for everybody and all for each other, then we could all live in a better world. That's the problem we have in this dang society now, is that everybody's so everybody for themselves. We can't ever support somebody when they're going through things, and we look at them resentfully when we should be giving them a helping hand. And that's why socialism better than capitalism. Okay, bye.